opening game jitters are nothing but a distant memory, and it's week number two of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Good evening and hello from Deckerville, Michigan, for an eight-player matchup with the Lawrence Tigers. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Always happy to be here in the beautiful confines here in Deckerville, Michigan.
The Deckerville Eagles are coming off of a historic 2016 season, making it all the way to the state championship, falling to Powers North Central. That, without a doubt, is more than enough motivation for the Eagles, as they have some unfinished business to take care of.
And what a great run that was. They did lose a lot of seniors in the meantime, but this team is well coached and still a lot of talent left to make another run.
On the other side of the ball are the Lawrence Tigers, one of the newest members in the North Central Thumb League. Tonight begins divisional play in the NCTL, as the old Stars and Stripes divisions are back in play, and suddenly cross-state foe Lawrence is a divisional foe.
And they were certainly impressive last week in week one, as they scored a ton of points, and no doubt they would love to knock off the Deckerville Eagles in their first divisional game in the NCTL.
This marks the third time that Deckerville and Lawrence have met on the gridiron. Believe it or not, despite all the success the Eagles have had in eight-player football, Lawrence has had their way with Deckerville, winning both matchups so far in 2013 and 2014 with a total score of purple and white, 105, maroon and gold, 58.
Hard to believe, but Lawrence has had the upper hand in this matchup, which to me makes this game even more intriguing.
Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip across the region with our other area games, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at our game of the week, the Deckerville Eagles hosting the Lawrence Tigers in eight-player football, right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all. We guarantee tires and brakes, engine repair. K-Team will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get an oil change. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission. Mission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
We'll be right back.
Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe. Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring. DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns. Midnight Madness and Gyneth Tire of Deckerville. Moore Motor Sales of Caro. And Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sail and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLAW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It's week number two of the MHSA football season, and yet we are still on the summer side of Labor Day. We are 4 days in front of the last holiday of the summer season, and tonight we have three less players on either side of the ball. Deckerville is at home for the second time of the year, trying to go for their first victory over the Lawrence Tigers in three tries. My name is Clark Ramsey, your play-by-play host for the WLAW Sports Network now for seven seasons. To my right is the best and only in-game analyst I would want to my right. Greetings to Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here. Thought maybe I'd hear some wearing white Labor Day jokes out of you. I haven't heard any yet.
Nothing yet.
I can't believe it. But this should be an excellent game here in front of us.
Also with us tonight is our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. I can't say it enough, but Doug is the secret to our broadcast success. He travels from Livonia, Michigan each week for us. And for those who have ever tried to get from Livonia to the Thumb, you know that it is not an easy trek. Doug joins us for his fifth season on the WLAW Sports Network.
Well, Clark, it's great to be back. It's always a joy to be here, and it's definitely worth the trip. I'm ready for another exciting match against Deckerville and Lawrence. We'll see what happens.
Well, good to have you here, Doug. You have any good places to eat while you're on your way here?
Yes, I got here a little early because the traffic was pretty light. There's a place right in downtown Deckerville called Deville Diner. I'd highly recommend it. Got some delicious food there.
Good. That's awesome.
And that's our latest segment called Dining with Doug. We'll hear from him throughout the whole season. Typically with us on Friday nights is our fourth member of our broadcast team, Kayla O'Neill. She holds the title of Director of Social Media and Media Relations. Throughout the game, she tabulates the game play-by-play, tackle-by-tackle, each second of the game. However, Kayla is not with us tonight. We give her the night off for eight-player contest. Most of that stems from the increased pace of an eight-player game.
It sure does, and well-deserved night off after a hard week there last week, and must be that flexible contract that she signed. So hopefully she's doing good, and we'll look to have her back in the booth with us next week.
Of course, the question I have been getting since past Sunday, when does the strong side come back? Well, the wait is almost over. The most in-depth hour of high school football analysis in the Thumb, Michigan, returns next weekend after Week 3 action. You'll hear myself, Dave Hansen, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, hash out all the latest and greatest storylines of the 2017 season.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Clark, because you're not the only one that's been wondering when the strong side will be back. So it'll be good to get back the Ramsey Manor so we can diagnose some of the past weekend's games and look forward to what's coming up the following week.
Tonight we broadcast from Sanilac County with the Lawrence Tigers on the other side of the state taking on the Deckerville Eagles. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLAW Sports Network.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a two-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.